It's Tuesday, August the 4th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, HSBC's poor results and a cut from TikTok. First, the world in brief. HSBC, Europe's largest bank, reported pre-tax profits of $4.3 billion for the half year to June 30th, a 65% fall on the same period in 2019, worse than many had expected. The bank blamed the costs of bad loans during the pandemic, as well as escalating tensions between China and America. It makes the lion's share of its profits in Asia, particularly Hong Kong. After threatening to ban TikTok, a Chinese-owned short video app, President Donald Trump welcomed its purchase by Microsoft or another American company. He insisted the app would be banned if such a sale were not completed by September 15th, adding that America's Treasury itself should profit from the deal for making it possible. He did not explain how that might be done. An increase in demand after the easing of COVID-19 restrictions led manufacturing activity in the Eurozone to expand for the first time since 2019. IHS Markit, a research firm, reported that its Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index rose from 47.4 in June to 51.8 in July. Any reading above 50 indicates an expansion. At least 29 people were killed on Monday in a battle between Islamic State militants and Afghanistan's security forces. They clashed in Jalalabad after IS assaulted a prison holding about 2,000 inmates, including IS and rival Taliban fighters, and freed many of them. The police claim to have recaptured about 1,000, leaving an unknown number at large. Israel's army said it struck military targets in Syria, including anti-aircraft batteries and command and control facilities. The attack, using fighter planes and helicopters, was described as retaliation for an attempt to plant explosives in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Tensions have been running especially high since Israel killed a member of Hezbollah, a Lebanese militia backed by Iran, in Syria last month. Juan Carlos, the former king of Spain, went into self-imposed exile. In 2014, facing both poor health and a financial scandal, he had abdicated in favor of his son, Felipe. Recently, Juan Carlos has been dogged by allegations of corruption, money laundering, and tax evasion. He oversaw Spain's transition from dictatorship to democracy, but the scandals rendered him an embarrassment. And a new section of a bridge over the river Polcevera in Genoa, designed by Renzo Piano, was opened. The previous one collapsed in 2018, killing 43 people. In a country notorious for the glacial progress of many building projects, the new structure took just over a year to build. The Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte hailed a symbol of the new Italy. That's it from The Economist Morning Briefing, available every weekday and on Saturdays. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist radio podcast. To enjoy the full Morning Briefing, as well as the rest of our journalism, including each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefing offer. Digital subscribers to The Economist should log in at briefing.economist.com for access to the full Economist Morning Briefing.